Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 141. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Dwayne.
Well, Brian, how you doing, Carl?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, good to have you back, Dwayne.
Yeah, we missed you last month. We was talking about the new movie without you. It wasn't the same.
Yeah. That's all right. We'll get his thoughts on the movie later on. I'm curious to see what he has to say about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to start out with what you got, of course. And I'm going to start out this time. I got two more of Savi's lightsabers. Built two more lightsabers, which will probably be my last ones. Because they keep coming out with them, and it's just getting overwhelming, to say the least. I've got all the current ones up until this last two that they released a month ago or so on May the 4th. So 2 months ago. So I'm gonna stop there because they're just gonna keep coming out with them, and they're expensive. More expensive than they were when I first started getting these things.
Plus you gotta have room for them too.
Yeah, that too. Well, I have all the first set of eight, all the second set of eight, and then the two reforged. So I have all but the two newest ones, which are Power and Control. It has another set of new ones, and I'm sure they'll probably do the other ones as well with new ones. So I got that. I got a C-3PO head. It's not really C-3PO. It's a little darker than C-3PO, but it's a protocol droid. Popcorn bucket. As you can see, if you're watching on video here, it's got a little strap that you can hold it, and then you push the bottom, and the bottom releases so that you can get your popcorn out. Somehow we've left some bags of chips in here. I think my wife put those in there so that they wouldn't get crushed. Also, I got Jabba's sail barge popcorn bucket. As you can see, it's a mini Jabba sail barge, and it's got a place to put the popcorn in there as well. You can see I didn't put any popcorn in these. They gave you a thing of popcorn so that you didn't have to put it in the actual bucket. And you could get refills cheaper too with these popcorn buckets. And then I got a Bantha sipper cup, which is a little Bantha.
That's kind of cool.
Got a little straw on the top.
You could almost put a 4-inch figure on top of him.
Yeah. And it makes noises, too. I haven't pulled out the battery tab yet, but I'll probably just take the batteries out of it. And I'm pretty sure the Jabba sail barge makes noises as well.
I thought I saw that the protocol droid had eyes light up.
Yes, it does.
One review, yeah.
Hold on a second. Because it is... There you go.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I'll probably take the batteries out of these things so they don't corrode. Also, Bo got a BDX popcorn bucket. I don't have that one here with me, but they had three different popcorn buckets at the same time. And then find out later that there's going to be it's not Star Wars, but for the 250th anniversary of America, they're doing Sam the Eagle popcorn bucket, but it doesn't come out until like now, you know, so
yeah,
I couldn't get that one. I ended up getting a power droid that also has a tread droid with it, as you can see here on the camera. It's a brown power droid, and then the track droid is bluish and gray. I got to pick that up. And then for my birthday, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, even though I got this early, we bought it when we was down there, I got the Imperial Remnant AT-RT driver helmet for the Lego. And I now have all the Lego helmets. I still really have Lego like busts coming out now for was it Vader and Yoda or something? I'm not going to get into those. I don't know how many more helmets they can actually do. There's only so many helmets.
That's what you think.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll make them up as they go. I guess they could do. Let's see. They haven't done Imperial Guard, Royal Guard yet. So I guess I could do that one. I'd love that one.
Yeah, that would be a cool one.
All right, Dwayne, what'd you get?
I got pretty much nothing. no actual vintage collection figures this month. Two Droid Factory figures. I have one in hand and one coming to me from Carl. The one in hand I got from you, Brian, and that was the B2 EMO or EMO droid factory, the final build a droid from Series 1 from the Disney Parks collection. That
Series 1 is a hint for later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not even giving us much of a break either. I thought, oh, are you kidding me already again? I
like no that break.
Because yeah. It's kind of stressful.
And then we also picked up, Carl and I picked up the R5 PROUD droids, which are the Pride, this year's Pride droid, Pride, what would you call that? Pride Awareness, Pride, I don't know.
It's released during Pride Month.
For Pride Month, yeah, for June or whatever. I guess June is Pride. But anyway, I pick one of those up every year. So those are two that are going to be in my collection. And then the only other thing I got was at our Case Walk fundraiser auction, which we held earlier this month here in the Ashland area. The only thing that I bid on and won was a book. Actually, it was two books, but I gave one of them to Brian. That was the Star Wars. It's an older book. Star Wars Collector's
Wish. But it checks out.
Yeah. Star Wars Collector's Wish Book, version 3.
What is that book?
So, I don't think I had that in my collection. I think I've got an earlier version, so I just went ahead and picked it up. It was only, I think, $2 for the lot. So, that was all I got that's Star Wars related.
All right, Carl.
Well, I got an Ewok hat that I absolutely fell in love with when I was in at Box Lunch last week, and it reminds me of national park hats. You know, like if you go to Yellowstone or somewhere, it's got like it says Indoor Forest Moon, and it's got Wicked on it. I thought that was really cool. So I never had an Ewok hat, so now I do.
You could and be wearing it.
I could have, but it still got the tag on. I haven't took it off yet. Also, I got at our auction, I got the Luke Skywalker and Grogu Deluxe from the Book of Boba Fett. And I got Ahsoka Tano figure from our auction that I already had, but there was a figure in that allotment I wanted. I needed another Lobot. And obviously, I wasn't going to open my one I had. So I got to pick that up for I'd have a list. And also in that auction, I got a Black Series Luke Skywalker hopper reel, and I've already opened him up because I could tell by the box that someone had already took him out. The tape had been cut and stuff, and I was going to display him anyway. He's pretty cool. I never had touched one of these before. I like the way it feels, but I was told you have to be careful posing him because actually the joints will come through the material they have on them.
That's not good.
No. And also, I don't have them over here, but I got two Power of the Force 2 dewbacks. And the show that I was the one that was stuck trying to pair stuff up, the show I was being fair, I ended up with this in a lot. I didn't even want this, but I was bidding on something else in the lot I wanted. So I ended up with a plush Grogu for the ones that can't see with a hard plastic head. Could really hurt somebody with it.
There you go. It can be your passing gift for a Christmas party.
And Target had a sale recently, and we don't never pass gift sale. We draw names.
Well, yeah.
At a sale recently, and it was only $10, and I always thought it was cool, so I picked up the Valentine's Day Ewok Black Series. And at the same time, I grabbed, I can't remember, I think he was 12 or 13. I got the Deluxe Mandalorian Grogu from Target as well while it was on sale. So, yeah. A hodgepodge of stuff, but kind of a fun last month.
Just out of curiosity, do you remember how much you paid for the lot that had the two-pack and the Lobot and all that in it?
$12, because it also had a Bespin guard in it that I sold to Mark, so I got some of my money back as well. Okay. I just divided it up and said, I don't need another Bespin guard, and he took it.
That's kind of depressing, because I donated all those. I paid full price for them.
Oh, well.
It happens sometimes.
So that was probably at least $70 between the two-pack and the Lobot and the Bespin guard.
But if you look at it in the terms of things, the auction did really well for the club.
It overall. Did. It did. It gave us an operating funds for another year, so that's all that matters, I guess. They were all extras that I had accidentally ordered, so you know that money's been spent and gone for months and months and months.
Yeah.
I actually forgot some stuff that I got. I totally forgot about the stuff at the auction. I got some Star Wars cards, which I have in boxes over here. That book you were talking about, Dwayne, that you gave me, Collect All 21.
I don't know. Yeah. That. I had two of that for some reason.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
Also, I got a DL-44 resin prop model kit. I haven't put it together yet, but it's the DL-44 blaster that Han Solo had in Empire Strikes Back. And Luke, too, I guess. And then I got a Last Jedi glass, which I have a lot of Star Wars glasses. I have the whole Burger King set and a few others from here and there. So I thought I'd get that one as well, even though Last Jedi is not my favorite movie.
But it's not your least favorite.
No, it's not my least favorite either.
It was a Coca-Cola Zero Premium. I know that came from a movie theater. I don't know whether that was something that I don't think they sold them at movie theaters. We wouldn't sell a glass at a movie theater because of the breakage potential. So I'm not real sure. I'm going to guess that that was probably a swag item from one of the like CinemaCon that the Cinemark theater managers go to every year. It's probably where that came from.
Okay. Because you got it from our Cinemark manager, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, she donated that along with the posters.
Okay. Let's see. Coming up, we got our meeting on July the 11th for the Ashland area. That just so happens to be also my birthday, so there will be cake. And also, we're going to play Star Wars Outer Rim. If you've never played it, it's a really fun board game.
Okay.
I know it's only for four players, but we could team up, you know, and have teams of people playing.
Or me and Mark enough. Can set out like we usually do.
Assuming we have more than four people show up. So.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's fun, Carl. You'll want to play. Doug's played it before. He loves it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll have several people there.
And also our fall festival will be September the 26th in Frankfurt. So be planning for that. Let's see, what else we got? Dwayne, did you do all this here? The collectibles announcements?
Yeah.
All right, you want to start?
Sure, I'll go ahead and start with the Black Series stuff this time. Just announced or revealed in the past month of June. For the Black Series, there's going to be an ARC Trooper Battle 3-pack. That'll be through fan channels, I guess. Jaina Solo and Jason Solo, which are expanded universe characters, a 2-pack. This is the first time I think Jason Solo is being offered in the Black Series. Jaina Solo was available earlier
as a pilot,
but in a black, like Imperial suit, but this time they've just made it an orange Rebel suit. Just changed the color on it.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. So those two characters, if you're not familiar with them, are the fictional daughter and son of Han and Leia. Yeah, early on in the
legends,
novelizations. There's also going to be Clone Troopers Dogma and Hardcase, a 2-pack as a Walmart exclusive. And a Scarif Stormtrooper and Magma Stormtrooper 2-pack as a Walmart exclusive. So I guess Walmart's really, well, I think one of those was just made available for their Walmart days or whatever they call them, Walmart deal days. Then the other one's still coming up later in the year. Four new retro cardback figures coming out. I'm going to guess these are all, they're repacks, but they're repaints or redecos. And these are going to be on the droids card backs, the original, you know, droids and Ewoks, Kenner card backs. And that's going to be an R2-D2, a C-3PO, Boba Fett, and a Stormtrooper. And they're all going to be painted or decoed up like they were those original droids figures were from, what was it, 84 or 85?
Somewhere around in there.
Yeah. And they also come with the coins, too. Of course, we got those. We didn't get a Stormtrooper, though, in the Vintage Collection, did we? I think we just got R2s, 3PO, and Boba.
You mean the droid line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The droid line.
No, there was no Stormtrooper.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So they all come with the gold Power of the Force style coins in the card backs with them, too. Okay, and just announced today, actually, prior to recording, this year's Halloween edition Black Series figures. There's going to be a Mon Calamari decorated to look like the creature from the Black Lagoon. There's going to be a Togruta character decorated to look like the Bride of Frankenstein, and a Tusken Raider decorated to look like the Invisible Man. So that will be sometime probably August or September at the latest. Those will be available in stores prior to Halloween.
In stores, maybe. Online, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And the Disney Store exclusive Jedi Temple Guards 2-pack coming to, you know, Disney Store and ShopDisney.com.
So that Tusken Raider, do you just get an empty box?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's clear. I looked at him.
He's wearing a black fedora.
Yeah.
So you can see him.
Oh, okay.
And there's also announced early in June, there's a new helmet, Black Series helmet from Hasbro. And it's the Jango Fett helmet. And it's available now, I think. Or shortly. It's going to be available shortly. Okay. One of you guys want to finish up with the Vintage Collection stuff?
Go ahead, Carl.
Okay, Vintage Collection, we're getting a Phase 1 Clone Trooper 4-pack, and we're getting a Super Battle Droid and Battle Droids Genosian 4-pack, which I may grab that one because I have a weakness for Battle Droids, even though I try to avoid prequel stuff. And Anakin Skywalker and Commander Cody 2-pack, which is a Walmart exclusive. And that's...
Yes, that was sad. That was all of the announcements for the Vintage Collection.
It's like 5X as long for the Black Series and what the Vintage Collection.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we got also, like we said earlier, the Build-A-Droid. So the first droid in that is going to be Chopper in the mining facility disguise. So he's going to be yellow. And it'll be available this Friday, the 3rd. So I don't know if I'll have this out by then. Sorry. They always come at the most inopportune time whenever we record. You know, all these announcements and stuff end up coming like that.
And unfortunately, they sell out so quickly.
So they're going to be another 6. Have they announced, like, what all the other droids are or what the one that you get is?
Nope.
Because I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I haven't either. They've just showed that chopper, I think, is all they've showed so far.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't guess there's any other announcements that I can see.
Nothing for new collectibles, really.
Yeah, not a whole lot to talk about there because they didn't announce much. Probably waiting I don't know what they'd be waiting for now.
San Diego Comic-Con. Oh, they did announce speaking of San Diego Comic-Con, the Hallmark.
Oh, yeah.
San Diego Comic-Con, the ornament, Hallmark ornament that is going to be exclusive is going to be Greedo.
Yep. Another one to try and get online.
luckily,
my mom upped her another Hallmark. So I'll be able to at least get one for myself, probably from Hallmark later on, like last year. I wish they'd let me order more than one, and I'd help you guys out.
Yeah, but then everybody would. They'd buy bunches to resell.
That's true.
All right, well, I guess that takes us into our general discussion. And we'll talk about first the Mandalorian and Grogu. We'll let Dwayne talk about his view on the movie, how he liked it, you know, what he didn't like, and whatever else.
Sure. Yeah, I got to see it before I got sick last month on opening night, and I really, really enjoyed it. I really did. I kind of had avoided spoilers as much as I could going into it. So, obviously, I'd seen all the trailers for it and the commercials, but I was really pleased with the way that they were able to. Number one, I feel like they did accomplish a goal that I think that they talked about, is that you could watch the movie without having really watched the Mandalorian TV series, mm-hmm. and still understand what was going on. So I think that was, you know, something that, you know, looking back on it, it's like, yeah, you know, if I didn't know anything about it, I could have understood, you know, who the Mandalorian was and the Grogu to an extent, and you know, what was going on, because they set that up with the Rebel, or not the Rebel, I keep wanting to call them Rebels, with the New Republic, you know, asking him to bring in the bad guys and stuff like that, and of course introducing the Imperial Remnant early on in the film and everything. So yeah, I thought obviously the big standout of it all was were the special effects, which is always going to mostly be the case for a Star Wars movie. I don't think you're ever going to see a Star Wars movie that disappoints you with the special effects anymore. You know, there were some disappointments way back when, maybe when they were first experimenting with the digital, you know, special effects. So the character that I had most looked forward to was
Rada.
His name Rada. Rada the Hutt. And again, it was a little bit weird to have a Hutt speaking in normal English, but that was a necessity for you to be able to have that character and have the character involved in the movie as much as he was.
See, I don't think that it was the point to say that he was speaking English or basic, which is what they call it in the Star Wars universe, because they started out with the Hutt speaking Huttese, but instead of making you read the subtitles the whole entire movie,
right,
it did kind of like, have you ever seen The Hunt for Red October, where at the very beginning of the movie, this one guy is reading out of the Bible, and then all of a sudden, boom, it switches to English instead of Russian?
Right. I forgot about that. That's a good point. That's
what they're doing, is kind of switching it to say, okay, we know we could do this the whole movie, but we don't want to, because then you're going to have to read the whole time. So that's what they did, in my opinion. They haven't come out and said one way or the other, so nobody knows for sure, but I would say that's what their intention was.
Yeah, which would mean that the other characters would have had to been able to understand Huttese.
Which, you know, the Mandalorian does.
Yeah.
Because he can even speak to the Tusken Raiders.
Dwayne, did you see that opening, they jumped right into action? Did you see where they confirmed that was, in fact, Hoth planet they was on?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yes. I thought that was pretty cool that they confirmed that it was Hoth. So a nice little throwback.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. So, yeah, the only thing, part of the film that I could have done without was some of the swamp content, where Grogu is waiting for the Mandalorian to heal up from his wounds.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool.
He starts going in and stealing the fish from that, whatever that character is.
I kind of like the dude.
Yeah,
I thought that some of that could have been shortened down, or it wasn't as necessary as it was, you know, put in. So it kind of slowed the movie down. I dozed off a little bit. boring. But yeah, I mean, leading into that, where Grogu builds the little hut and, you know, kind of slides the Mandalorian up into it and everything, that was kind of neat, and to see Grogu meditating, you know, in the Force and all of that was neat. But another favorite content of the movie was one of the scenes with the Anzalans in it. I really enjoyed.
Oh yeah.
Oh, me and Brian talked about how much we like them too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope we get their ship and a couple of little figures.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah,
they were definitely the comic relief of the movie, which most all Star Wars movies have, you know, that intentionally part of them. Lucas, of course, always intended for C-3PO and R2-D2 to be the comic relief in the original trilogy. And then, you know, in the prequel trilogy, you had Jar Jar Binks and of course, the sequel trilogy had and Zellan and had, you know, R2 and 3PO a little bit, but.
BB-8.
Yeah.
Dio.
Yeah, yeah. So that was, yeah, that was really cool to, or neat.
How many times have you seen it?
What, the Mandalorian movie?
Yeah.
Just the once.
How many have you seen it, Carl?
Twice.
I've seen it 4 times now.
Yeah.
I saw it twice. Yeah, it's already out of our theaters. So.
Out of our theaters.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's gone.
I saw it twice in regular 3D, one in IMAX 3D, and then once in 4DX, nice. Where the seats move. That was pretty cool, because when you're in, you know, when they're flying the Razor Crest or whatever it's called now, you know, the seats would move with you, and then the wind would be blowing in your face, and a little mist coming if it gets close to water. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
You was talking about how people understanding it if they never watched the series. The second time I went with my dad, he'd never seen an episode, and he loved the movie. He just, I mean, yeah. Just, mm-hmm. I was like, now you need to watch the series since you love the movie. He's like, I don't like series. He does. Okay. He doesn't do series at all.
And the cool thing was, is there were no Jedi and no lightsabers. No. No Skywalkers included. But I think it was a good, you know, first movie out of the gate for the Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni era of filmmaking or producing or whatever.
I think I put it 5th in my all-time Star Wars list, ranking all the Star Wars movies. Yep.
I haven't put a ranking out yet, so I'm not sure where it would rank.
I'm just double-checking. I think it was
5th. I'd say somewhere in the middle for me.
5, yep. 5 of 12.
Wow. That's pretty high.
Yeah.
So you've got Rogue One number 1.
No.
You've got Empire number 1.
Yeah, Empire number 1. Yeah.
Well, you probably have the original trilogy and then Rogue One and now Mandalorian.
Actually, I have Rogue One ahead of Return of the Jedi. I have it and then I have it. Yeah.
That's what I figured.
But I'd say my top 4 are all 5-star movie. I think they're all perfect movies.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, if I was,
I don't know about perfect.
But. Rank this on stars. I wouldn't give it a 5-star.
No,
ranking, but it definitely was probably.
Well, after you get out
at least.
Yeah, after I get out of my top 4, they don't have 5 stars.
Yeah,
but we still need to do I think we need to do a Patreon thing again and do our rankings on the Patreon.
Okay. Yeah, this episode will probably be short enough. We can do another episode.
Yeah.
All right. Any other discussion on The Mandalorian and Grogu? It didn't do very good at the box office overall. I mean, no. It made its money back, but still.
Yeah, well, that was the good thing about it. Its budget was lower, even lower than Solo. Yeah. So it did make money. And
yeah, they already had a lot of the costumes and props and everything. And then, of course, they shoot in that big soundstage called the Volume now.
They didn't do all of it in the Volume, though. They did way less of the Volume this time than ever before.
I know. But what I was getting at is that's already paid for, too.
Oh, yeah.
So they didn't have to develop that just for the movie and take that out of the budget.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of ability to save on this one as a first movie out of the gate, you know. And now they're hopefully going to be able to expand and spend more money, and I don't know whether spending more money will make them more money or not, but we'll see. You know, obviously the next one, which is
Starfighter
is going to be original concept.
Yeah, because it comes after Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah,
every Star Wars movie doesn't need a $300 million budget, so that worked for this.
All right, well, you guys want to talk about the auction?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, me and Mark got roped into once again, like we did 3 years ago, being the person setting it up. Mark did most of the talking, but unfortunately, I felt like I had the hardest part trying to pair stuff up on the tables and decide what to put with what and stuff like that. It was still fun, but boy, I don't know why. I guess I was on my feet a lot. I was tired that night when I got home, running around, moving stuff around and stuff. But I thought it was a lot of fun. It's always great to see the guys that come. We even have one couple that comes all the way from Indiana that came to Ashland for it. So that was
cool.
Yeah, I was surprised we had as many as we did, to be honest.
Yeah.
You just and did as well.
Yeah, you never know at these events. Of course, Dwayne had posters donated that really helped boost up the amount of stuff we got, because there was people all over those Mandalorian posters, for one.
Oh, yeah.
We had four of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I got lucky. My friend that runs the other movie theater here in Ashland, I had just contacted him to actually see if he happened to have any He-Man posters left over, because I didn't get one from the Cinemark. And he said no, but I think I've got an extra Mandalorian poster if you still want it. Because I'd already gotten one from him. I said, sure. And I ran by that morning right before the auction to pick it up, and he handed me like all four of them.
That's awesome.
So Cinemark didn't have any extra Mandalorian posters?
Yeah, they did, but they obviously, everyone that she gives me from Cinemark, she has to give me two of them for me to give one of them to the auction. One of them goes into my personal collection.
Hmm.
So she eventually, I think, ended up receiving all four versions, or at least three of the four versions. But some of her people had poached and grabbed a couple of them already. And of course, they were using one. They can't give away the one they use for display.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I got two, maybe three from her, and then four or five from George. And, you know, that gave me the ability to have in my personal collection one of each, and then I donated one of each to the auction.
That's good. That worked out then.
And really, the Supergirl posters sold for more than I thought they would, too.
I paid more for the Bride poster than I thought I was going to have to. I was surprised I had to go up to $15 to get it.
Yeah.
I was like, dang it.
Yeah. But yeah, I was really, really kind of worried that, you know, we didn't hardly have any, at least not from the Ashland group. To begin with, a lot of donated stuff to auction off, but man, they packed it in from all over Louisville and Lexington area and everything. Those guys came in with just like trunk loads full of stuff to give to donate, and you know, like usual, and some of it, you know, you could kind of say it was just crap. Not being mean, but it wasn't. It's not, you know, to me, old Lay's potato chip display signs are not collectible anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, some of that stuff has probably been auctioned off two or three times over the years.
Maybe.
Yeah, somebody's right. Brought it back to thinking, oh gosh, why did I bid on this?
Yeah.
It's kind of like me when I bought the Indiana Jones vinyl thing. It's just so huge. I got it at one of the auctions. I'm thinking, but I ended up hanging it up finally. So,
yeah.
But I was like, why did I buy that? It's so big.
But it's so cool.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, I think we ended up, what did he say? The total was just under $1,000.
$21 was the total.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for what was donated and for the number of people that were there, we only had counting, there was only the one kid there, which was Bo. But counting my wife, who wasn't there for the auction, but she was an attendee. Technically, we only had 20 people.
Yeah, Bo bid on stuff. So,
oh yeah, we should have had him and Stephanie on here talking about their Grogu collection they got at the auction.
Oh, that's all Stephanie there.
That's all Stephanie. Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah.
You end up with maybe 20 Grogu's.
Gosh, I don't know. There was a bunch.
It was
those little tiny ones.
It cracked me up. It's like, oh, here we go again. Because I was thinking when I was trying to pair them off with different ones and stuff, I thought, oh gosh, I hope people bid on these. And they did, thankfully.
So yeah, I think, and we always say this, I guess, if there were certain people had been there, or if there had been a little bit more attendance, then some things would have made more money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think those Star Wars posters would have went for a whole lot more.
Yeah. But I mean, you just can't. It's hard to fit something like that into where everybody has got a schedule availability, you know, or even ability to come and attend. Yeah. And just so happened we coincided with an event going on with the Ohio Star Wars Collectors Club up in Cincinnati area. And then I think, what was the other thing? There was something else that I had seen where a couple of the members were going to something else. JoeCon maybe, or something like that. I don't know. So yeah, you know, for what it was, I think it turned out pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
And we had a few proxy bids too. I mean, Michael Thomas had texted me and said, "Will you on that one Mandalorian poster? Will you bid this?" And I'm like, "Okay, you probably won't get it for $45." And the one he ended up with actually went the cheapest. He got it for $45.
Nice.
Cool.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. Carl, you want to read us out?
Sure. First of all, we want to thank our Patreon members for helping us out, and you know, you get this if you're. I forget what level you can. What level is video, Brian? How much a month?
$2 and above.
Well, $2 and above, you can actually watch us and see us hold things up. But we want to thank our Patreon members that do help us out. And if you'd like to sign up to be a Patreon member, you can do so at patreon.com/thestarwarscollector.
And just so you know, on those Patreon levels, $2 gets you video. $5 lets you give us a topic to talk about. $10 gets you on the show.
Yeah.
I think we have a new $10 one. I got to contact him and find out, or her, whoever it is. I can't remember.
Yeah.
If they want to come on the podcast.
Cool. Awesome. And we are on Facebook at facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. And we also have a Facebook group. And if you want to leave us a review, feel free to do that on iTunes or any other place that may have the ability to review us. And if you need to email us, like send us some Ask Bo questions or something, you can at tswcpodcast@gmail.com. And you can reach us on X and Blue Sky as well at tswcpodcast. And this month's Facebook shout out goes to James West Jr. Thanks for listening, James. Everyone else that listens to us.
Yep. All right. I guess that's it for this month. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.